720 WGN High atop Chicago Skyline Studio on Thanksgiving and on a day when a lot of us are going to have a little harder time breathing, right? We'll have to loosen our pants, or if we thought ahead and gone with the spandex or the sweatpants, we'll be okay. But two birds I know that are breathing a little easier today are Chocolate and Chip, and the guy who was with them for their pardoning at the White House is the chairman of the National Turkey Federation, the one and only Ronnie Parker. Ronnie, hey, we made it. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a great tradition for us to be able to present two turkeys to the White House and bring in the celebration of the Thanksgiving season.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big day. And as the chairman of really what is, you know, one of the most beloved birds, most beloved holidays, it's a big deal. But we know that you guys deal with turkey on a regular basis, all those farmers and farms all year round. Is this a day where there's more pressure on you guys as sort of the turkey stars? Or is this the day to kind of kick back and say, all right, we can take a breather?
Thanksgiving is definitely important for our industry. A lot of turkeys go to the Thanksgiving table. We always want that to be the number one protein on the Thanksgiving table, but we do grow turkeys year-round. We have a lot of great products marketed through deli meat, sandwiches, actually some great products in restaurants. We also have ground turkey that's just a tremendous product that is great for our industry. And then, as you know, Beth and Leslie and on our staff of the National Turkey Federation, we've launched Turkey Smoke over the last 4 years, and we're trying to get turkey to everybody's back grill.
Yeah, you look at the barbecue side of things. Of course, we work closely with all those folks. It has made great strides, huge reception and well-received there for the barbecue folks in turkey. I know more people are getting to know turkey, love turkey, beyond all the ways they're going to enjoy it today. Let's talk a little bit about the history and tradition of this, because, Ronnie, you were in Chocolate and Chip. We're on every single station, every single channel all around the country there with President Biden at the White House. It isn't a political thing, though, right? This has gone on from administration to administration. Talk about how it started with this.
It goes back to 1947 with President Harry Truman, when the first turkeys were presented through the National Turkey Federation. And it's been going on ever since. It's the 75th anniversary of the first presentation, and just an honor for me and my family to be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting stuff, you know. And it was, so talk a little bit about the process. How do you choose? I'm sure there's lots of turkeys out there that are vying for the pardon, right? Because the alternative is probably less desirable for them. So how do you choose who gets to be pardoned? And then that process, you know, going to the White House, it's such a big deal, all the security and all that kind of stuff that has to happen. And then just being a part of it right there on the South Lawn.
We started with a small flock of 30 turkeys back on July 12th, and through that process, we worked with them on a daily basis, and especially over the last 5 or 6 weeks, because when they get to the White House and they're on the South Lawn, they be pardoned, they have to sit on that table and let the president pardon them. So we worked with them real hard over the last, like I said, 5 or 6 weeks, and the Chocolate and Chip both came to the be the best two to be able to make the presentation at the White House. They presented themselves the best. And so that's how we chose the two to come to the White House. Of course, if you were able to see the presentation yesterday, you'll see that Chocolate was the one that was named the presidential turkey. But in the background, you can see Chip just marching back and forth behind the president, wanting to wait his turn to get on that table, because he got to train every day to sit on that table. But when he got to the golden spot, the spotlight, he never got on the table, and he just cannot understand that.
As much as you try, you know, to teach him how to work in the entertainment business, it's not always easy, right? But these are the best ones, and they were out there. It's just such a cool thing that you guys are able to do, and it certainly raises a lot of awareness for the turkey situation. And have you ever had it, and maybe not necessarily with you, and of course, let the listeners know we're talking with Ronnie Parker, chairman of the National Turkey Federation. Were there ever turkeys that did misbehave or go rogue or try to make a break for it?
We definitely, as we started working with them on the table, there were some birds that did not want to sit on that table. So once we saw that they were going to be a little bit rambunctious, we went ahead and asked them not to participate in the training anymore.
I'm sure they were disappointed. So as we let you go, Ronnie, and enjoying, as so many families are here with WGN, but as so many families are enjoying Thanksgiving, you know, as the chairman of the National Turkey Federation, do you feel any extra pressure to really step it up on Thanksgiving? Is it more of a traditional setting for you? What are you and the family going to enjoy today?
Well, definitely we'll be eating turkey. But one thing that I would like to finish with is that it's not about me, and it's not about the National Turkey Federation, but it's about all the family farms that grow turkeys every day of their life, and all the employees that work in the industry and working to feed America. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. A happy Thanksgiving for you and all of that great team over there, Beth and Leslie, and of course, all those farmers that are part of the Federation. Thanks, Ronnie. I can't thank you enough for taking time out and jumping on the show today.
Likewise. Great to be there.